Hello, hello, and Daily Inspiration Thomas here. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you called. I hope you got a hunger and a thirst for God that only God can quench. I'd like to take you to Matthew today, to chapter 6, verse 33, a verse everybody ought to have very, very familiar, but only few keep it. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." One more time, Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Without getting too theological or too intense or too deep, just to take the basis of what this verse is saying and how you and I can put it in shoe leather and walk it out day by day, it is simply God has to be first. God has to be number one. You have to seek first. That doesn't mean just first thing in the morning, although that's a good start, but it means he's got to be first in your life. He has got to be what you eat, drink, and sleep. He has got to be what you trust in, hope in, and live in. It has got to be him that sustains you, because ultimately he is your judge. He's your creator, but he's your savior and your friend. So he says, if you'll seek me first and my kingdom, like it says in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. Most of us say my will be done in our heart. But it's thy will to seek first God, to seek first his kingdom, to love God's word, to love his ways, to love his commandments, to love him and delight in him. That's what we must do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's not that complicated. Let everything else in your life that's a God, little g, go away, put it away. Cut it off. Get rid of it, because ultimately you will win. God will sustain you. He will meet your every need that you have in him. The joy of the Lord would be your strength if we could only learn to seek God and seek God first. It's not complicated. God first. Everything else has to follow. We have to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. Seek God, seeking first. What's in your life? What's in my life that we need to deal with? Let's go with that and put away anything out of our life. Let's pursue God like we never have in these last perilous days.